Hello and welcome to Promo Marketing's free online seminar series, Norwood and BitGraph at Calendar University Save the Date. Today's seminar features Dustin Wicks, account manager and one of Norwood BitGraphics calendar gurus. Today's seminar, you will be provided with proven techniques and methods to help you drive more from your 2011 calendar sales. I'm Nicole Stella, editorial director of Promo Marketing and the host of today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live seminar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help button at the bottom of the console, or let us know via the Ask a Question box. Second, make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can see and take part in any interactive portions of today's presentation. To get a PDF version of the slide presentation for future reference, click on the Download Slides button on the console. If you're enjoying this seminar and would like to spread the word to your peers, you can send an email invitation directly from the console by clicking the Invite a Colleague button. You can also give us your feedback at any time during the hour by clicking the Survey button. This survey will also be distributed at the end of today's event. As you know, today's speaker will be answering select questions live at the end of the presentation. Use the Ask a Question feature on the console to submit your questions for consideration in advance at any time. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dustin Wicks. Hi, Dustin. Shall we get started?
Hi, Nicole. Yes, and thank you. Thanks, everybody, for taking a little bit of time out on a Wednesday to learn about calendars. What we're going to talk about today is actually the first in our series of Calendar Universities. We refer to this one as Calendar University 101. We call it 101 because it's really just that. It's really an introduction to calendar sales. So we're going to talk a little bit about the how to sell, the why to sell, and we're also going to kind of break down the different segments of calendars. So we'll talk a little bit about stock calendars, about custom calendars, and then also about branding programs. But first, we kind of wanted to, I guess, define calendars. A lot of times we call it calendars, and it's funny because we go into meetings all the time, and sometimes when we say calendars, people already kind of have this preconceived notion of what a calendar is. You know, I'm going to pick on puppies and kittens and barns, but that's kind of the attitude that they're taking to calendars. So one unique way or method that we've used to refer to calendars is timed release marketing. And really, if you think about it, a calendar is just that. It's a marketing vehicle that releases its message over the course of time because it's hanging up on the wall for everyone to see all day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and releasing that marketing message. So if we refer to it as timed release marketing, it's kind of funny sometimes when you say that, people kind of perk up. They want to know, okay, exactly what do you mean by timed release marketing? And then when you go into it and say, well, what I'm really talking about is calendars, they're a little bit more enthused. They're a little bit more willing to hear what you have to say about that calendar advertising, that marketing tool. First, as I mentioned, what we're going to talk about is the why you should use time release marketing, and really the why you should sell time release marketing. It's more the with them. You know, what we know in marketing or sales is the what's in it for me aspect of selling calendars. And really there's three important concepts when we're talking about selling timed release marketing, selling calendars. The first obvious, pretty important, is profits, the making money, the whole calendar sales process. But we're also going to talk about the opportunity that calendars bring and the time you actually save. And time is actually a reference or a topic I'm going to bring up probably multiple times throughout the conversation or throughout this webinar. The reason for that, budgets typically are the number one deterrent or the number one challenge or objection that we have to overcome. And what we're seeing is kind of a way away from that. You know, budgets are always going to be there. It's always going to be important how much money people have to spend on advertising tools. But what we found is time is becoming one of the biggest objections. You know, as companies kind of trim down, your contacts are no longer just in charge of one job. You know, they're not just in charge of purchasing the marketing or the promotional products. They're in charge of, you know, six different other jobs. So what we want to do is make it easier, you know, really position ourselves as knowledgeable about what we do, knowledgeable about our own industry, promotional products, and say, look, instead of Googling that pen and trying to find it for 10 cents cheaper, let me show you what works for that trade show. Let me show you what works for that golf outing. So time really can play to our advantage, and we're also going to talk about how it can save time as far as you selling the calendars as well. We're also going to talk about kind of, as I mentioned, the different segments of calendars. So we're going to talk a little bit about stock calendars. And what I say, when I mean stock calendars, it's really calendars chosen straight out of the catalog, but we're also going to talk about custom calendars, and we're going to briefly discuss co-op programs or branding programs. Now, I will take a second. We actually have, like I mentioned, this is the first in the series of Calendar Universities. We have a couple of later versions, our Calendar University 301 and soon to come 401, that does kind of go into custom calendars and co-op programs and branding programs a little bit more in depth. But like I said, we're going to kind of touch over everything in this Calendar University 101. But without further ado, let's talk about profits. obviously, like I said, profits are important. What's nice about calendar sales and the kind of what's in it for you of calendar sales, we always go back to this, guys, it's that annuity. The fact that, on average, a calendar order repeats 8 years 85% of the time. Now, think about that for a second. As a salesperson, I love these numbers because every single year I'm looking to grow my sales. So every single year I want to do better than that year before. If I use calendars as a foundation tool, the foundation for my total sales mix, I know next year I have to sell 16% new calendar business to show an increase. Pretty cool. A little bit better than 101% every single year. So I know 85% of the time that calendar order, that stock calendar order, is going to repeat for an average of 8 years. Now, if we look at that a little bit more in depth, let's compare it to other forms of advertising, other forms of promotional products in our industry. Now, I'm not going to pick on any in particular. We're just going to pick a few. So we have a stick pen, a coffee mug, and a sticky notepad. Pretty common promotional tools, promotional products. If we compare the first year sales compared to one of our Triumph calendars, you can see the profit is almost double that of any of the other promotional items. Okay, that's just the first year sales. So as soon as you sell that calendar order, on average, you're going to make more a little less than double any other promotional product that's out there. Now, if we look at that compounded over the course of that 8 years, you can see now we're talking almost triple or a little bit more than triple any other promotional product. So it compounds every year, and since a calendar, stock calendar on average repeats for 8 years, this is the kind of profit we can expect 85% of the time. Now, that second subject we talked about real briefly is that opportunities. The opportunities, and this is something that is kind of another kind of preconceived notion or misconception about calendars, is the size of the marketplace. If you look at calendars, both retail and promotional product calendars, we're talking about almost a $6 billion marketplace, $6 billion industry. We're talking about a huge, huge opportunity marketplace for calendars, calendars that exist both retail and promotional. Also, when we talk about opportunities, we're talking about, and we're going to discuss this a little bit more with the time aspect, we're talking about selling to your existing customer base. Okay, what we mean by that is everybody out there today has customers. We all work with customers. Those customers are our current target for calendars. You got to start thinking to yourself, okay, how many of my customers are ordering that calendar from me? And if they're not, guess what? They're a target. It's not about us going out knocking on new doors. Of course, that's always important. But we have the customer base currently. We just have to really go in and account penetrate and find out how calendars can work for those customers. Next, we wanted to show you, this is kind of one of my favorite slides, but obviously branding is important. You know, branded, the term branding has really been around for years, but became a little bit more in the forefront, you know, over the past 3-5 years. If we look at these, what we call brand frags, we're looking at very close-ups and sometimes just pixels of logos from larger organizations. Now, what these larger organizations have done well is branded their image, branded their message, and in this case, branded their logo to the point if we just look at a very close-up version of that logo, we can recognize it. Now, if you look at these 7 logos, I guarantee everybody out there, we can probably all name at least 5 of these companies. That's because, well, number one, obviously we're talking about companies with a lot of resources and have been around for a long time, but they focus on branding. They want to really brand that message, brand that logo to the point where if we just see a little bit of it, we're going to recognize it. And that's what calendars help bring. What calendars can do, and we're going to talk about that impression in a second, but calendars can bring that brand recognition and really tell that story to reinforce that brand message. Also, kind of along the same lines, when we look at calendar advertising, we're not just talking about smaller, medium-sized companies. We're also talking about larger public companies. Now, we like to talk about some of the Fortune 500, some of the Fortune 100-sized companies that all use calendar programs. The reason we bring this up really is because in most cases, we're talking about public companies. You know, a public company we're not just selling to that buyer. We're selling, we have to sell to that company to the point where they can go in front of the board, they can go in front of those decision makers and resell that aspect, that marketing program, in this case, that calendar program, and they get approval. That means that they're not just looking to spend their money because they want to spend money. They're spending money because it works. And the calendar programs work, whether it's the largest company, larger companies in the world, all the way down to the small, medium-sized mom and pop. Also, we like to, when we're talking about opportunities, this is another one of my favorite slides, but one of the misconceptions is that the size of the calendar segment in our industry. And in fact, it's the third largest segment in our industry, guys. Right behind apparel and writing instruments, we're number three. And really, we're trying to gain ground on that number two. But we're number three, the third largest segment in the industry. So the reason I like showing this, think about your own business. Now, if you think about your own business and relate it back to this pie graph, is calendars your third largest segment that you sell? If it's not, you got opportunity. Don't look at it as a negative. It's opportunity. You can go out there and you know that you have room to grow in that calendar segment. Also, last is that time. So we talked about profit, talked about opportunity. Now let's talk about time. That time restraint, again, guys, huge challenge. It is a huge objection right now because people don't have the time. Like I said, it puts us in a great position because we can position ourselves as knowledgeable about what we do and really talk about the industry and what we have and position ourselves as solution providers. But also, that time restraint isn't just on our customers. That time restraint's on us. I mean, we're all doing a lot of work. Sometimes, you know, it's common that a lot of people say in the past 3 years we're doing twice the amount of work for half the business. And there's some truth to that. I mean, we're working a little bit harder, which isn't such a bad thing, working a little bit harder for that business. But what's nice about calendars, it offers us the opportunity to do account penetration. And I know we all know what account penetration is, but what's nice about calendars, with a lot of promotional products, we're targeting the marketing department in that company, which obviously that's true with calendars too. In a lot of cases, that marketing department wants to use the calendar. But what's nice about the calendar, it's carrying a message, okay? That message can go through human resources. It can go through operations. It can go through the safety manager, the safety department. Whatever kind of department exists at that company, chances are they want to carry a message to their target audience. Now, the target audience of the human resources department is very, very different than the target audience, you know, external audience of the sales and marketing department. But it offers us the opportunity to really dig deep within that one organization to offer, you know, multiple calendar solutions. And in some cases, if we look at even some of the medium-sized business, we don't just do one calendar program with them. We might do three, we might do five because it works in different areas of that one business. So it offers us the opportunity to kind of save time because we're not, like I said, we're not going out knocking on doors, although we need to do that too, but we're not spending the time knocking on doors just for that new calendar business. We can use the existing customer base and just really work inside them to develop those new contacts. So that's kind of the what's in it for you, the why to sell calendars. So let's talk a little bit quickly or briefly, about why your customers should use timed release marketing. Obviously, there's a lot of objections out there. We're going to cover those too. But really, the what's in it for your customer is the fact that a calendar, guys, and this is kind of old school way to think about it, but it still works. A calendar is a business card that hangs up on the wall. It is. It's a business card. It has their information, the company name, the contact, the way to contact, the who they are, the what they do. And it's not hidden in a drawer. It's not hidden in a cabinet. It's right on the wall. It's on the wall of that office, right on the wall of that home. So what I like about that, it's not just the person that gets that calendar that's going to see it. It's anybody that walks by it. Anybody that walks by it is going to get that calendar message, is going to see that calendar and reinforce that brand. Also, if you look at, and obviously I can go on for quite a while about the why to use calendars, but a couple of the important aspects or the important facts or reasons to use calendars. You can see here in the bullets, really whether it, you know, it works to build the brand identity or that branding like we mentioned, or using the calendar to tell the story. If you look at that middle bullet, stretches the advertising dollars, this could be one of the most effective reasons to use calendar advertising, is really to get the most out of your advertising dollar. What I mean by that is something that we've all heard and are familiar with, cost per impressions. Okay, cost per impression, cost per click, if you're in the you know, the online world, it's the same type of idea. It's what you're getting per impression, how much the cost per impression. If we look at a calendar, guys, you can't beat the cost per impression. Okay, we're talking about an average cost for a calendar right around $2. Okay, if we look at the average cost, $2. If we look at the total number of impressions per year, we're looking at 4,380 impressions. Now, we get that. It's not just a number we came up with and threw in there because it looks pretty. We came up with that because, on average, a person looks at a calendar 12 times per day. Okay, 12 times per day times 365 days in a year, we get 4,380 impressions per year. Okay, if we do the math on this, divide it out, we're talking about 5/10,000ths of a penny per impression. 5/10,000ths. Yeah, and I checked, it's 5/10,000ths of a penny per impression. Okay, you really can't beat that cost per impression because it's hanging up on the wall. It's reinforcing that brand in a public area. Now, if we look at a study that was actually done by Case Western Reserve University, they looked at message retention. So if we look at a message that's read once, typically it's forgotten in 24 hours, and usually at the end of the month, people really can't recall that message entirely. If we look at that same message that's reinforced or heard several times over the course of the day, typically at the end of that same month, the mind retains about 90% of that message. Now, you look at these statistics, multiply it out, because the calendar isn't just for a month. The calendar is for 12 months. So you're talking about 365 days, 12 times a day, people are going to see that message. That's what we're talking about branding. Going back to those logos, those brand frags, now we're talking about the small landscape company that really can't compete on Coca-Cola's marketing budget. They can't do Super Bowl ads. They can do a calendar. And guess what? Coca-Cola does a calendar. Now they can do the same type of marketing and really build that brand, even if they're that small landscape company down the road. Also, this the same marketing or the same research study kind of looked at calendar messages and found that 86% of all calendar recipients can name the advertiser. And really, going back, guys, it's because of that impression, because they're seeing it 12 times a day, 365 days a year. If we look at this chart, this is one that we like to show, really, because we don't necessarily compare calendars or contrast calendars with other forms of marketing or other forms of promotional products. We really compare and contrast other forms of mass media. The reasons for that, it's not, calendars typically don't take the place of other promotional products. They're used in conjunction with, because other promotional products tend to be event-driven. So if we're talking about, you know, a trade show or a golf outing or whatever event's coming up, what's nice about calendars, we're also event-driven, but our event is January 1st. That doesn't happen. We've got bigger fish to fry. So every single year, our event's going to happen, and it usually doesn't coincide exactly with another event that somebody's using a promotional product. So what we do, we compare, like I said, to other forms of mass media. If you look at this chart all the way across, and again, it comes from the same research study, so it's not Norwood BIC Research Department coming up with this. It's Case Western Reserve University. If you look at this research that was done all the way down, guys, calendars, almost across the board, is one of the most effective marketing tools, whether it be direct mail, internet, television, radio. We're talking about forms of mass media, and whether it's performance, affordability, clarity of message, calendars typically rank among the top of all forms of mass media. Now, if we go back to the original subject of why your customer should use calendars, obviously there's a lot of different reasons. There's a lot more than what you see on this quick list, but if we look at the different reasons, from anniversary to public relations to employee involvement or incentive programs, no matter what kind of end goal they're looking to carry, as long as there's a story or a message to carry, calendars can work for them. It's our job to find out how they work. So by asking questions, really building that account penetration, we can find out what their goal is, what that HR department's goal is, what that safety, maybe they want to cut down, or maybe they want to increase their, you know, their number of consecutive safe days. Whatever it is, that calendar can really help them carry that message. I'm going to change the subject real quick. Obviously, going green, eco-friendly, very important. This continues to be very important, whether it's sustainability all the way to, you know, eco-friendly, going green products. It remains not really a fad. It's here to stay, and you know, different aspects. But with calendars, what's nice about it, number one, we do have our full line of Going Green products. They're all recycled content paper. But if you really think about it, every calendar is green. I mean, every calendar that we produce is a recyclable product. So when we're talking about green products, we're really talking about calendars in general. I know all of our calendars, meaning Norwood and Bic, our calendars are produced with soy vegetable ink. So we really position ourselves as more of a sustainable company. And then obviously we have our Going Green products as well, which, like I said, continue to be important. Now, if we talk a little bit about the different segments. Now, you remember we started off the conversation kind of talking about, you know, the what's in it for you, the why your customers should use calendars. Now, if we transfer over to the different segments of calendars, the first being stock calendars. And what we mean by stock is really open up the catalog and selecting a calendar. So not a lot of, you know, customization or doing a branding program. It's basically selecting those stock calendars, those nice image calendars, and then adding the logo to it. What's unique, guys, about our stock calendars from Triumph, we're able to do a little bit of customization, okay? So we're not talking about a full custom calendar yet, but we're talking about kind of baby steps into custom calendars because everybody knows, everybody loves the idea of customizing, okay? They just might not want to spend the money, might not think they can do the quantity, and might not have the time. So what we wanted to do was come up with a way that people can kind of get a taste for custom calendars without going full blast into it. And what we've developed is a way to do an insert sheet. Okay, so now you're talking about if you look at a calendar, you have to visualize with me, but if you look at a calendar, as soon as you open it, we're talking about a customized insert page that sits right in the front or the very back of that calendar. Okay, so with this insert page, they can do a thank you for your business. They can do a season's greetings. You know, why are you spending all the money on a season's greetings card that's tossed out in the middle of January? Do it on the back one of 12 months of advertising. Or they could do a sheet of coupons or QR codes, whatever the case might be. You can put custom information now right there in the front of the calendar. It's not hidden. It's as soon as they open that calendar, custom information, for color, looking back at them. The best part about these insert pages, guys, they're free. There's no cost to it. So now you're talking about a Triumph calendar, customizing an insert page in four color or selecting from one of our template options, adding that to the calendar, and now you're creating a different type of piece. Like I said, everybody loves the idea of customizing. They love the idea of creating something that nobody else has. Now they can do it for nothing and do it very, very easily by just doing one page. This kind of shows, again, another example of that insert pages. We found sky's the limit as far as what kind of information they include, but, you know, a map and star locations, pictures of their products. We had one company that just did a picture of their new manufacturing facility with all the employees standing out front. You know, kind of cool, and it's a little bit different. Everybody likes their picture associated with things, but doing these type of things is just a way to create a different type of product and build that excitement around that paper calendar that's going to go out to all their customers. Also, another way to customize that's been around for years is to do personalization. Now, personalization, like I said, it's been around for years, continues to be extremely popular. Really, to get down to it, the reason why is because everybody kind of has a little bit of ego, and we all like to see our name in lights. You know, if you stick your name on something, I know I'm sitting here right now giving this webinar. Next to me is a pen that I've had for, I think I've had this for 12 years. It has my initials on it. Ugly pen, probably doesn't write, has no ink, but it has my initials on it, so I'm not going to throw it out. You know, it's just something about it with your initials on it. It's something that you're going to use with your name on it, something that you're going to put up. So sometimes adding personalization to the calendar is a great way to make sure that people, number one, use that calendar, but also that's the calendar that they put up in that prime location. Also, what's nice about our personalization, typically we're looking at about 25 cents on a G per name to personalize. So you're not talking about really expensive way to customize because of variable print, it makes it a lot more affordable. As long as we're getting that list in Excel, you know, or a spreadsheet format, a digital format, we're ready to go with it. We can add those names to that calendar. And the last way, guys, to customize on our Triumph calendars is to customize a back cover. Okay, now we're talking about the very back of the calendar, that back page. You know, typically you see, and it's important information, important phone numbers. We can make all that go away, and we're working with a blank page that your customer can customize in four colors. So again, we're talking about multicolor customization on a calendar. And in this case, $25. No additional runs. It doesn't matter if they do 100 calendars or a million. We're talking about $25. Okay, they can customize in four colors. So if you think about it with that insert page, now we can do an insert page, custom four-color, sorry, custom multicolor one page or one side for free, and we can do a custom inside back cover four-color multicolor for $25. Okay, these are ways to customize to create a different type of product without spending the money, you know, in this case, free for the insert, $25 for the back, and it cuts way down on the time. Now they're not up against sometimes the tough task of customizing the entire calendar. They can just customize two pages to kind of get a feel for how custom works. Okay, so if we look at this back page, these next couple slides just do a good job of kind of showing what I'm talking about. Right above that imprint area, we're talking about custom information. You can see here, you know, the important telephone information, what you're used to seeing at the Barnes & Noble type. Well, this is what I'm talking about. We can customize completely in multicolor. And with the insert pages and the inside back cover, customizing the back cover, still, it's funny, I'll go into an end-user meeting, we'll talk about it, we'll get them real excited about customizing the different things that they can do, and then I can see it on someone's face that the time thing's coming up. He's like, oh, it's great, love the idea that it's free for the insert page, I just don't have the time to create anything. Well, we're trying to make it easy again, so what we did, we've created a number of templates, guys. We have templates for the inside back cover, we have templates for that insert page. Now, I'm always of the belief if you can customize, you should customize, but I understand that people are up against, you know, a lot of time restraints and they love the idea, but they just don't have the time. Well, now with these templates, they can easily pick a reduce, reuse, recycle, or a personal finance, or we have a lot for a lot of different industries that might make sense for them just to use the template. I've also seen a few companies that take the template and maybe they get rid of that image and add their logo. You know, maybe they just customize a little bit, but at least it gives them a place to start. So sometimes offering these, like I said, not always a huge believer of using a template when you can customize, but I understand it. So using a template, they're still able to create a very unique product and still take advantage of some marketing space with their own message. So if we look at all this, guys, if we want to make it really kind of really simple, although it's not always this simple, we like to say the best way to start talking or start the whole calendar process is to start talking about calendars. Now, I know that sounds absolutely ridiculous, but the fact remains in this industry, it's very, very easy to get typecast. You know, sometimes we could get off this webinar, you might have an order of 10,000 pens sitting there right on the desktop. Never from a company that's never ordered from me, guess what, now you're the pen guy. They don't realize that you do thousands of other products. Sometimes just by saying, hey, by the way, have you ordered your calendars yet for next year? As ridiculous as that might sound, they might come back and say, you know what, I didn't even realize you guys do calendars. Yeah, we've done this puppies and kittens calendar for 13 years. What can you recommend? You know, that whole conversation can start as simple as asking a very basic question. And I always go back to this question of, have you ordered your calendars yet for next year? Mostly because, honestly, because it's a closed-ended question. And I know in sales from the beginning, we're taught not to ask closed-ended questions. This one works, okay, because you're going to get a buying decision or a buying signal, sorry, out of either answer. If they say yes, they're already sold on calendar advertising. Half our job is done. They already know calendars work. They use them. All we have to do is come up with a better idea. So if they come back, and I'm going to pick on puppies and kittens again, if they come back and they say, yeah, you know, I use this puppies and kittens calendar, it seems to work well with us, why would you have in mind? Well, what if I told you you can take that same calendar, add an insert page, customize it in four color, and I'm not going to charge you anything. Now you just added value to something they've been doing for years without changing it completely. We just came up with a new idea. So sometimes building on a program that they've done for years just to make it a little bit different, bring some new life into it, they'll respond favorably because you're coming up with those new ideas. And like I said, a lot of times they don't even realize you do calendars until we actually go be aggressive and proactive and tell them. The other answer they can give, obviously, is no. If they give no, that door opens a little bit wider. Now, the advantage of this is because that door opens a little bit wider. We're not up against competition, but the disadvantage, what makes it a little more challenging, is now we have to sell them on why to use calendars. So now we bring up all those why to use calendars type of statistics, whether it be cost per impression, whether it be just, you know, relating it to a business card that hangs up on the wall. You guys know your customers. Sometimes they want to see the math. They want to, you know, they want to quantify it. They want to see, okay, if I spend X amount on this calendar, what can I expect to get in return type of scenario. So if we use cost per impression for those type of companies, those type of customers, it makes perfect sense. Sometimes they're not really that way. They're more creative. You know, they want to see the creativity. They want to know what they can do with it. Well, now we can talk about Triumph with custom options or custom calendars. So it all depends on the company, on the contact. But if they say no, the door opens wide for us to really position ourselves, again, as knowledgeable about calendar advertising, timed release marketing, and really tell them how it can work for their brand. The next segment is custom calendars. So really, if you think about it, guys, it's kind of in levels, okay? What I mean by levels, we start the process by talking about calendars. As simple as that sounds, planting the seed and saying, hey, by the way, have you ordered your calendars yet for next year, okay? The next step is kind of finding out where they fall. Maybe it's very basic. Maybe it's just a stock calendar they want to add their logo to, that business card type of mentality. No problem. We got a spot for them. Maybe they do like some of the bells and whistles. So now we can talk about doing the insert page, doing the back page, customizing a little bit. Next level, now we're talking about customized calendars, okay? And really, when we say custom calendars, it's really just that. It's a custom calendar. We can do sky's the limit. You know, we can do customized size, binding, paper stock. We can do a lot of different options. I'll tell you right now, sometimes by talking that way, your customer's mind will explode because we're giving them too much. And you guys know it's hard for people to visualize their logo on a T-shirt, much less a full custom calendar. So what we have to do is try to make it easy for them. Okay, find out what type of message they're interested in carrying, what type of story they want to tell, and now we can relate it over to a custom calendar. And really, when we're talking about custom calendars, we're talking about really just that, a story. You know, it's a story that goes up on the wall. Whether you call it a brochure that happens to have 12 pages, whatever it is, it's their way to tell their story that's going to hang up for people to see all year round. So it can be, you know, a photo contest. It can be fundraising, branding, cross-selling. We're going to go through a few of these, and I'm just going to kind of talk about some different case studies, what we've seen, how these different areas, how these different stories can work for companies using custom calendars. The first and kind of, I guess, one of the more obvious ones is anniversaries. Anniversaries, though, I'll tell you, have become a lot more popular as of late, mostly because businesses want to brag. You know, they want to demonstrate, we've been in the area, you know, we've been in business for 110 years. You can count on us type of thing. You know, with everything that's gone on over the past 3 years, there's a lot of consumer confidence issues. You know, if you're talking to a bank, a financial institution that happens to be in the area, in the neighborhood, they've been there for 50 years, brag about it. This is your chance to tell that story. Do an anniversary calendar that you can talk about that timeline. If you have older pictures, nostalgic type images, awesome. Now put those in the calendar to really overemphasize that brand and overemphasize the fact that you're stable. You're a stable company. It's going to be here, has been here in the past, is going to be here in the future. Also, another subject is safety. We kind of jumped over this a little bit, but safety continues to be big, mostly, and this kind of sounds bad, but health and fitness are big right now. Safety is big because a healthy, a fit, a safe employee is an expensive employee. So we're talking about HR really with this focus, HR safety. So whether it's a coloring contest, but reinforcing those safety messages continue to be big because, again, you're cutting down on that overall cost, but HR is able to carry their message in kind of a fun, unique way, especially, I brought up coloring contest, especially when you incorporate these different things, incorporate the family, and make sure everybody's kind of on board with that safety message. And I'm going to buzz through a couple of these, but cross-selling also very, very important now. Again, just as account penetration is important for us, account penetration is important for your customers. You know, every company kind of wants to be that one-stop shop and make sure that their customers are familiar with everything that they offer, not just that one product that they've got typecast into. They want to make sure that they realize the whole breadth of product, the whole expansion of their product lines that they can offer to that customer. So looking at a grocery store, looking at, you know, a company like a Kohler or whoever it might be, knowing that they're not just doing toilets. You know, they do all kinds of fixtures, bathtubs, you name it, they have it. cross-selling and reinforcing that is a great way to make sure that people are knowledgeable about the whole extent of your product line. Also with branding, obviously we discussed branding at length, but calendars continue to be one of the great ways to reinforce that brand or really build that brand story. And obviously in this example we have, you know, we have Lexus, which most people recognize, but branding can just as easily be a message or a position for that company. You know, I brought up sustainability, but social responsibility continues to be huge as well. Maybe that company, they might not want to push product. You know, they might not want to be so in your face with product. They might want to talk about how they're a good company and really talk about how they're socially responsible and donate back to, you know, Habitat for Humanity or whatever it might be. The calendar is a great way to reinforce that message. It doesn't always have to be in-your-face branding, here's our logo, here's our product. It can be, hey, you know what, we're a good company, and oh, by the way, we also sell this product. So it's a great way to kind of reinforce that message no matter what it might be. Coupons obviously continue to be big. Really, the reason this sounds bad again, but the reason coupons continue to be as popular as they are for calendars, if you think about it, the vehicle to get coupons out to the public has historically been newspapers. Newspapers, you know, one of the largest vehicles to get coupons out to the public. Well, what's happening in newspapers now? The circulation is drastically reduced if they're not, you know, declaring bankruptcy. So it's not a great time for newspapers. So that vehicle to get coupons out is diminishing. You know, there's only so much room in ValPaks, you know, the mailers that people get. So coming up with a vehicle to actually carry coupons out to their target market isn't quite as large as it used to be. Well, calendars can provide that medium. Now, calendars can carry those coupons, can carry that message out to their target market. And keep in mind, you guys, coupons, everybody always thinks, okay, well, you know, our local pizza shop or video rental place, even though those are kind of hit hard too, but, you know, the local shops are the only ones that can use a hard copy coupon. It doesn't necessarily have to be a tear here type of coupon. It can be a drive people to the website coupon. It can be a quick response code, you know, Microsoft tag type of coupon where they're scanning something or they're going to a URL or a website. And now what I like about those, it's trackable, it's quantifiable. So now if you get that calendar and let's say you scan that QR code or let's say you go to that website, they can track that. And now the company can understand and know their overall ROI, their return on their investment, because they know, hey, I give out 1,000 coupons, 100 people use that coupon this month, our overall success rate on the program so far is 10%. They can directly track it back to the bottom line to really show how that calendar program is working for them. I said I'm going to buzz through a couple of these, so I'm going to have to buzz through them. Fundraising obviously continues to be big. Fundraising, using the calendar as a raffle, as a fundraising tool, obviously continues to be big. As I'm going through these guys too, just think about your own customer base and how some of these stories might work for your own customer base. Subscription programs continue to be big, mostly because it's that constant reminder. You know, if you give the calendar, it's kind of it's mostly like a thank you. When they sign up for that subscription program, they get the thank you calendar, which is typically a nicer, you know, retail type of look to the calendar. But it's also that renewal reminder. So now as they approach that renewal date, there could be coupons like you see here for a half price renewal or whatever it might be. But it's that constant reminder of that subscription hanging as a thank you and that constant reminder of that renewal that's approaching. Photo contests. The coloring contests continue to be big. We brought up safety programs. Obviously, these can overlap into a lot of different areas within organizations, but the photo contest also, even internally, companies that want to do an internal calendar program, kind of like a morale-lifting type of calendar program, offering it as a photo contest to employees. Now anybody that goes on vacation, submitting those back, and keep in mind with custom calendars, we're able to customize on the actual calendar grid. So if they want to call out, you know, the company picnic or paydays every other Friday, they're able to do that as an internal calendar along with that photo contest that, you know, that displays a lot of those employees that have submitted images. But just as well external, you know, doing photo contests, the local bank financial institution, you know, visit this website, upload your photo, and now you have to come in to get your calendar to see if you made the cover, you know, those type of things continue to be big, especially now with everybody having a digital camera and kind of everybody having more photography skills makes a whole lot more sense to offer those photo contests. Education, kind of self-explanatory. Education continues to be big, both for-profit and not-for-profit. Universities, high schools and junior highs continue to be big, mostly because they obviously can call out, you know, start dates and important aspects like athletic events, but also that the images can take place of the school, the university as a whole, and then a lot of them will sell them as or sell space as sponsorship for local businesses. So now the local businesses will actually sponsor a month or sponsor 2 months. What's nice about that is the university or the high school or the junior high, they get that calendar paid for by those sponsorships. So it could be, you know, visit Joe's the month of January for a free Diet Coke, and now Joe's purchased the sponsorship for January on that calendar. Cause marketing obviously continues to be big as well. Cause marketing can be anything from, you know, breast cancer awareness to not-for-profits. You know, in some cases, like the Boy Scouts of America and these different, or I brought up Habitat for Humanity a little bit ago, a lot of these not-for-profits can actually get that same sponsorship, that same co-branding, get that calendar paid for, and maybe have a tear-away envelope inside the calendar for donations back to that cause. So there's a lot of different ways, a lot of different positions. I know I'm throwing a lot of stories out there, but really the moral of all this is no matter what they're trying, what kind of message that they want to carry out to the public or what kind of end goal they have in mind, custom calendars can really help obtain that goal and help be a part of that marketing mix to really fulfill whatever they're looking to do. With custom calendars, guys, there's really three objections, if I can whittle it down that far, three objections that come up most often, and they are price, quantity, and time. And maybe not in that order anymore, but price, quantity, and time come up almost every time in some case or another. So these are objections that we know, you know, we may come up against and we have to overcome. Now that price and quantity and time, what we wanted to do is come out with a line of custom calendars that kind of overcome that by themselves. So what we've done is we really tried to perfect digital printing, okay? Digital printing, it's been, it's nothing new. We've been doing our homes for, you know, better part of 10 years, but what we wanted to do was do it a little bit better, make sure that we're not sacrificing quality when someone wants to do a digital custom calendar. So with our digital custom calendars, now the minimum quantity is 50, okay? So now 50 calendars, we're not talking about 10,000 that only Coca-Cola can do. We're talking about 50 that Joe's Pizza can do, okay? So we've opened it up to really hit a much broader market, make it affordable, make the quantities a little bit less, but also that time restraint. Now in this case, with our digital custom calendars, we're really working with a template that we're filling. So now, I brought it up before, most people have that digital camera. Now we're not talking about professional photographers that we have to hire and go do a photo shoot. We're talking about digital cameras that you can snap off on vacation, perfectly fine to use in a custom calendar. And normally we're looking at 300 DPI images or thereabouts. So really now we've opened it up to allow more customers, more targets, more markets to be able to do a full custom calendar. And if you look real close, you can see a your imprint here. It's kind of above, I guess, a little bit above the calendar grid. What I really like about this, it's not a drop ad. It's not a static ad that's hanging on that calendar. It's an every month imprint. So every month you have that area to customize in 4-color. So that can change every month. Going back to that academic, they don't have to do, you know, 10,000 custom calendars. They can do digital. They can do 50 calendars, get 12 sponsors that are going to promote themselves in that space, and now they get that calendar, you know, in a lot of cases for free or something. In some cases, they actually make money on it, and now that goes out to the parents of the kids at the school. Whatever it might be, this gives you good flexibility to customize without having to commit to those a much, much higher quantity. To get started with custom calendars, really, it all starts, and we kind of brought this up before, guys, it all starts with starting that conversation. And you guys know your customers, you know your customer base, you know the people that might be more apt to move towards a custom calendar. Like I said, not everybody is. Some just want to add their logo to a nice calendar. There's nothing wrong with that. But some want to, you know, bells and whistles. They kind of want to customize a little bit. Now we're talking about stock calendars with custom options, all the way up to a full custom calendar. If they have that story to tell and it makes sense for them to do, we have to identify them as a custom calendar prospect and now present different options. Okay, what we're able to do at Norwood and Bick, we're able to put together mock-ups. Okay, what we say, and it's kind of an overused phrase, but that concept to completion notion, we can help through the process, and that includes coming up with a mock-up, a spec sample. Once we get that company, that organization, that contact interested in custom calendars and they're ready to go on and they have some ideas on that custom calendar, we can take over. Remember, like I said before, it's hard for people to visualize their logo on a T-shirt. Well, now we can make it easy for them. We can make it easier for them to see a custom calendar by doing a mock-up, by going to their website, finding out about that company, really trying to target what they're trying to target, do a little bit of case analysis, put together something. And what I like about this, guys, it gets a reaction. You know, and sales, love it, hate it, I don't really care. Give me something to build on that opportunity. That's what the mock-ups do. We're showing them something that represents them, getting them excited, and now taking them to the next level through that design process. If we look at the typical timetable, and I'm always kind of hesitant on this slide, you guys, everybody knows the proofing process, it can take, you know, can take an hour, it can take 7 months. So there's a huge fluctuation as far as the timetable for custom calendars. I always say start early. Start early as possible, because everybody, when you're done with this project, everybody wants to be proud of it. So you want to make sure you give it the adequate time to put together something that people are, that everybody's going to be proud of when the end result comes about. But if you look at the typical, we're looking at, you know, anywhere from about 5 to 7 weeks for the entire process. I'm going to fly through a couple of these, but the concepts with custom calendar, really, if you remember one out of any of them, it's telling a story. It's putting together something that's going to bring a message to that target, and that message is going to hang up 365 days a year that people are going to be constantly reminded of. Last segment, guys, branding programs. I'm going to fly through this a little bit. I'm going to spend a little bit more time on some of these, but remember, we have future versions of Calendar Universe that go in depth on custom and branding programs. Really, what a branding program is, and we got away, guys, from calling it a co-op program, because there's so many misinformation about what a co-op program actually is. A branding program, what it is, it's really a common logo program. Okay, what we mean by that, there's a single logo that remains on all of the calendars, and then the address, the actual contact address, changes. So typically 4 or 5 lines of black copy in the middle of the ad can change per location, but that one logo is going to stay the same. And typically that one logo is the parent company. So that parent company is going to have their logo, and then all of the dealerships or the outlets will be able to change their information on that calendar. And like I said, it's mostly multiple locations. Now, the reason we kind of went away from co-op programs, don't think it has to be just one parent company. In some cases, we work with associations. You know, if it's, let's say, an electrical association that has one logo, and now all those organizations within the association buy into that calendar, that branding program, they can change their lines of copy as long as that association logo is on the calendar. So a lot of times, it can kind of move over from being a single business, although we still know, you know, co-op branding programs are obviously most popular for one company with multiple outlets, with multiple dealerships. So what's in it? So the WIFM of branding programs, it's a huge, huge growth opportunity, because now you're talking about a single company, a single parent company that has multiple locations, but those multiple locations is where the growth exists. Typically, the first year of a branding program is usually the slowest, the lowest sales, because it is a word of mouth type of program. And once, you know, that agent gets wind that another agent is able to buy in on a calendar program, they're going to be more apt to buy in that next year. So we do see a huge growth year over year with branding programs. So what's in it for your customer? A lot of times these parent companies tend to be larger organizations, and they may do a large calendar program. You know, let's take a Coca-Cola that does a large calendar program, and it goes out to everyone and, you know, throughout their network. Well, the difference with a branding program, it's still coming from that larger organization, but now it's more of a local level, because that individual dealer, you know, Tom Smith, who happens to sell, you know, ABC Insurance, he's going to have his information on that calendar. So it's more of a local level feel. even though it's a much larger parent company that's running that, ultimately running that, that branding program. How to sell. Really with the branding program, we kind of brought up before, it's a larger organization, larger company, larger organization that has multiple outlets. We also refer to something called the wallet test a lot of times with branding programs. What we mean by that, if we take, let's take an example of an air conditioning company. Let's take an example of an air conditioning distributor. And let's say that distributor sells only two brands. Okay, 95% of his sales come from Carrier air conditioning. 5% come from XYZ organization. Okay, if XYZ air conditioning manufacturer comes out with a branding program and Carrier comes out with a branding program at the same time, that distributor is going to be more apt to buy the calendar program or the calendars from Carrier because 95% of his business comes from Carrier. So looking at it that way, or what we call the wallet test, typically you need a brand that's very well known throughout that network to get total buy-in. The best way, really, and again, we're making this sometimes oversimplified, but with a branding program, it really is to ask rhetorical questions. And a lot of times with a branding program, that parent company is not spending a dime on the calendar program because those dealerships, those agents are purchasing the calendar, and then they're getting them, obviously, through the parent company. So a lot of times they're getting the benefit of better pricing because they can do a much, much larger quantity. And in most cases, it's a low or no-cost alternative to a program because that parent company is not buying the calendars. So sometimes the best way to approach it is, how'd you like to find out about a calendar program that would cost you nothing? You know, in that case, at least their ears perk up and they want to hear about the process, you know, the complete process for a branding program. With the branding program, we're able to, at Norwood, we can help throughout the process. You can do a stock branding program, stock calendar branding program, also a custom calendar program. We have the ability to manage and help manage that program, again, that concept to completion notion. So from the design, from even doing the PDF or hard copy flyers, really getting people excited about that branding program, we can also manage it to the point where we can take the orders at Norwood for that branding program. So in some cases, the company or you, the distributor, don't really have to manage it, you know, at all once we get that branding program going. We can help manage the entire process as little or as much as you and your customer want. We try to make it, again, guys, as easy as possible to both sell and manage branding programs and custom programs. And really, one of the aspects, again, very simple questions as far as calendar sales. It's funny, a lot of times we answer a lot of questions just by finding out the distribution method. So sometimes asking those simple questions like, hey, by the way, have you ordered your calendars yet next year? And if they have, finding out how they distribute them. You know, maybe they come back and say, you know, believe it or not, we have a lot of agents nationwide. They actually purchased the calendar, bro. Okay, well, now we have a branding prospect. Maybe they come back and say, well, you know, we just hand them out at our branch locations. Okay, maybe it's a copy change custom program. A lot of answers come just by finding out how those calendars are going to be distributed because a lot of times you'll find out the story they're trying to carry by that distribution method. Really, if we sum it all up, time release marketing, we really talk about it it's a perfect solution, but really it's a perfect solution to add as part of that marketing mix. And really, if you take one thing away, the moral of our whole story, you guys deal with thousands of products. We at Norwood Publishing, we deal with one. We know way too much about calendars. Use us. Help us help you to really build these programs. You know, there's a lot of account reps that are out there nationwide. We also have a great internal staff for support. So once you find those targets, those opportunities, we can help fit them in. We can help come up with different ideas to present, find the best solution for them. And typically, like I said, we're going to find a solution for them. A lot of times we might have to dig. We might have to really overcome some objections. But once we get there, we can find the ultimate story that's going to help them really carry their marketing and really add to that overall marketing mix. And with that, I think we have a few minutes. I tried to buzz to the end, so we have a few minutes for a quick question and answer.
Absolutely, Dustin. Amazing amount of information in a short amount of time, and we do. We've got a bunch of questions, and I'll start with this one. Does Norwood Bit Graphic have any selling tools available to distributors, and how can distributors access those selling tools?
Absolutely. This is one of the aspects I wish we could spend more time on, but we offer a lot of marketing solutions, whether it be email, HTML, flyers, hard copy flyers. They're all available from our website at norwood.com. If you need a login to our website, because most are on the login side, feel free to contact us at info@norwood.com. We'll be happy to provide you with a login. Some of those flyers, what they do, we actually have a whole set of target market flyers. And what those are, some of the largest industries, we have it broken down by bestsellers for those industries. Those are some of my favorite flyers because, again, it's overcoming that time restraint. We're showing them what works. We're giving them, you know, seven options and saying, look, this is the bestsellers for your market. This is what your competition is using. So a lot of our flyers aren't so real wordy. You know, we're trying to get away from the wordy statistics in your face type of flyers and really showing your customer what calendars work for them. But yeah, it's all available from the website.
Okay. And then the next question is, what kind of impact is the digital world having on the calendar market, and how can a distributor overcome some of the challenges there?
So glad that was asked. Number one objection, guys, every end user meeting, pretty much every end user meeting that I go in, it's brought up the digital age. It has had an effect on calendars. You know, we're not going to sit here and hasn't. The effect per household calendars, it used to always be about 3.6 calendars per household. That's gone down to 3.12, okay? There's been an effect, but you're telling me there's still over 3 calendars in every household. That's up-to-date information. So the digital age, it's had an effect with, you know, appointment keeping and those kind of things. But I always say, you know, I keep my appointments in my BlackBerry or in my Droid, but my mom's birthday is going up on the calendar. You know, I don't want a 15-minute reminder for my mom's birthday. I want to see it every time I look at that calendar. So there's still a place for that personal interaction. Also, another way that I'll try to be brief, but another way that we've seen very effective, go back to those Fortune 500 companies. You know, we have a huge list of those that we can't name all of them, but a huge list of Fortune 500 companies, guys, a huge list, all do calendars. The reason I go back to that, it's not just because they're big companies, they're public. These are public companies that have to prove there's a reason to do calendars, and they get approval for it. It's not because they want to spend money, it's because calendars work. So sometimes even if you're talking to a Joe's Pizza, you know, he can't compete on all levels of marketing with, you know, the Coca-Cola or whoever it might be, but he can do a calendar, and so do they. So sometimes that overcomes it as well. But a lot of different methods. I know I'm throwing a lot at you.
And I think probably our last question today, and it might be a mesh of digital meets print, but what are the trends that you're seeing today, and how is this portion of the industry evolving?
Yeah, really, it's kind of baby steps, but we're seeing a lot more interest in custom calendars. That's kind of why we spent as much time as we did today. And you can see it even with our stock calendars, those custom options. It's mostly because I always pick on puppies and kittens, but people look at a puppies and kittens calendar and say, yeah, that's great, but man, I have a story to tell. You know, I really want to tell people about what we do and really brand our own message. So more and more people are moving to that. Also, the interaction with the calendar, whether it be the QR codes or driving people to a website or a tearaway envelope for donation, you know, kind of adding some multifunction to the calendar. We live in a multifunction world. You know, people have a cell phone, but some people don't even use it as a phone. So people want to have something that works as other things. So sometimes those coupon calendars, those donation calendars, those QR, those Microsoft tag calendars, some of the most popular calendar programs we have.
All right. And are you seeing a lot more in terms of QR codes on calendars and that usage there? And can you speak about QR codes and calendars at all?
Yep, absolutely. The quick response, the reason I bring that up, calendars are a perfect vehicle for it because it's public. You know, it's hanging, it's not stuck in a drawer, it's not in a cabinet, it's hanging up. So if you have a QR code that's leading to, let's say, a social responsibility quiz, you know, anybody that walks by that calendar is able to scan here for their chance to win a free T-shirt. So you're not just getting the person that's getting that calendar. It's public. Anybody that walks by it is able to scan that calendar, that QR. And what we always get as far as an objection with QR codes is, well, yeah, nobody, you know, not everybody has a smartphone. Well, typically that market that has a smartphone is the market that we're not always real successful to hit with calendars. So now you're expanding your reach. You're hitting a market that you might not have been able to hit with just the paper calendar because you're incorporating that interaction that digital age, you know, with the hard copy of the paper calendar.
Right. All right, Dustin. Well, I want to say thank you so much for your time and all of that information today. It looks like that's about all the time we have. But on behalf of Promo Marketing and our sponsor, Norwood Big Graphic, I want to thank everyone out there for attending today's seminar. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to meeting back here on June 29th when Mike McMillan, VP of National Accounts and Calendars, Norwood and Bic Graphic North America, will join us to discuss selling the Bic brand. Thanks again. See you then.